All right. Welcome everybody to today's Wednesday, March 25th virtual meditation. This is our first time doing this. And if you are just joining us, we are super happy to have you. Feel free to get yourselves comfortable. Feel free to turn your camera off if you want to turn off your camera. Feel free to mute yourselves. And what we can do is save maybe a couple of minutes at the end if anybody has any questions or comments. For those of you who are new to meditation, this is so exciting, so welcome. There is no right or wrong way to do this. So today is just about having an experience, letting go of any value judgment about it. Again, it's meant to be for you in whatever way you need it to be. So my first suggestion is to find yourself in a place where you feel comfortable and you feel like you're able to really breathe fully. So if you're sitting in a way that it doesn't feel good for your body, make sure that you get somewhere where like you can lay down if you want to, or you can sit up straight. Because part of what we do when we do our practice involves allowing our breath to really guide the work that we do. So with that, find yourself a comfortable space. And I also suggest that you close your eyes. And normally I do this with my eyes closed too, but today I'm going to keep them open. But I'm here for you if you need anything. So my eyes are open. But let's start today by just getting comfy. Let's put our hands on our bellies. For those of you who are familiar with belly breathing, this is a great reminder. If this is new to you, fantastic. So we're gonna begin by finding our breath with a nice inhale. And on your inhale, and you can exhale at your own pace, we won't go through the counting yet. What you wanna do is notice whether or not your belly is coming out when you inhale and whether it is then contracting on your exhale, okay? When we open up our bellies like this, we give ourselves all the room we need for our lungs to expand and our diaphragm to drop, and that is key to our practice. And the great news is you're going to keep practicing breathing the whole time, so you'll have many opportunities to do that. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll have you start, and we'll count to four on the inhale, and then we'll exhale slowly for six. And I'm gonna ask you to take just a cleansing breath to prepare. So a nice inhale, just on your own pace. And then an exhale at your own pace. And now let's inhale together for one, two, three, four, exhale, six, five, four, three, two, one. Again, inhale for one, two, three, four, exhale, six, five, four, three, two, one. Let's do it again. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, six, five, four, three, two, and one. Keep breathing at that pace with your eyes softly closed. And let's begin by doing a body scan. So as you're breathing at your own pace, that 4-6 count breathing, notice if there's any areas of your body that you are holding any stiffness or any tension. Notice if there's a place inside of you that feels like it needs a little more healing or a little more energy through your breath to be sent there. So just an inventory on your inhale and a nice release on your exhale. Maybe you want to notice where your shoulders are at. Maybe you want to notice any tension in your jaw, any tension in your back, your legs, hands, feet, whatever it might be. This is our first of probably a couple body scans. And so with your eyes closed, I now would like you to begin the relaxation portion. Again, your breath is your guide. And we'll start by just reminding ourselves that any thoughts that might come into your head, they are not good or bad. They're just thoughts, and you can simply label them as thinking and just let them leave your mind and your body. Know that you can return to them later. And so let's start by parting our jaw a little bit. And I'd encourage you to rest your tongue on the roof of your mouth, not pressing on, but behind your front teeth. And as you inhale, let's imagine that with each breath in, you're allowing the muscles of your head and your neck to begin to relax and to begin to soften. And allow your exhale to release any tension or energy that is stuck in any of those areas. And so with your inhale, again, send that soothing, calming energy to the muscles of your face and of your head and of your neck. Allow yourself to release through your exhale. And as you breathe, let's allow our breath now to travel to the muscles of your shoulders, the tops of your shoulders, down your arms, down to the tips of your fingers. Allow your breath to travel and to relax your shoulders and your arms and your hands. Notice if your hands are contracted or if they're relaxed. And just keep breathing. And now in your exhale, remember you can give yourself permission to let go of anything that is stuck in your body that does not serve you well and that you don't need right now. And now let's send your inhale to your chest, to the muscles of your chest, to your abs, and to the large muscles of your back, your upper back, and your lower back. And just allow your breath to travel, to restore, and to heal now the muscles and tissues of your torso. Allow your inhale to bring in a warm, positive energy that soothes and restores your body. And allow your exhale to release whatever you can let go of. With your next inhale, allow yourself to relax the muscles of your pelvis, So your hips, we store a lot of emotions in our hips. Your hips and your glutes. Allow your breath to travel to that part of your pelvis, that part of your body, and really try to relax and open up. You've got a really beautiful chakra in that area too. Allow your breath to travel there and to open that up for you as well. Notice if you feel both lighter and heavier at the same time as you breathe. And now on your inhale, let's try to send your breath all the way down to your legs, to your thighs, your knees, and your calves, all the way down to your feet. And as you inhale, imagine that a beautiful warm amber light flows through your body, restoring and rejuvenating every cell in your body with each inhale. And allow yourself to exhale a gray energy and allow that to release and leave your body, allowing more breath in for healing and relaxation. And as we breathe, let's go ahead and send our alert systems an explicit message. Let's allow all of those sensors and all of that part of our body to just calm down and relax by telling ourselves that right here, right now, I am safe. As you inhale, right here, right now, I am safe. Again, allow yourself to quiet everything. Cultivate that safety with the message of right here, right now, I am safe. And as you breathe, allow yourself to be in the moment. Allow yourself safety and comfort. And as you continue your beautiful belly breathing, let's now cultivate some contentment with your breath. So as you breathe at your pace, I'd like you to visualize something that you are grateful for. It can be a functional part of your body, can be something in your life that helps make your life a little bit easier. Something in your home, whatever it might be, allow yourself to visualize that thing for which you are grateful. And on your inhale, allow yourself to just bring that gratitude into your body. And allow yourself to just have a nice long exhale. Try to see if you can visualize what is positive about that thing that you feel grateful for. And with your inhale, allow that to wash over all parts of you. And with your exhale, allow yourself to let go of anything that you don't need right now. And as you continue breathing, now I'd like to have you imagine the face of someone that you love. Sorry, so many reminders. Imagine the face of someone that you care very deeply about. Allow yourself to notice something new about their face that maybe you haven't seen before. Maybe you notice a freckle or the color of their eyes or the shape of their lips, whatever it might be. As you visualize this face, try to see if you notice anything new. And as you continue breathing, imagine that this person is smiling at you. A big, beautiful smile right back at you. And allow yourself to breathe in that joy and that love on your inhale. And as you inhale even more of that love, I now want you to imagine that that beautiful smile is directed at you because of the love that you have shared with that person, the care that you have provided that individual. And that smile is directly related to that love and care. And now with your inhale, I want you to imagine yourself breathing in a beautiful, warm light that extends from that person's heart and it travels back to your heart. And with each breath in, allow that light and that love to get stronger, to get deeper inside of you and into your heart. As you breathe, let that love reach even further. Let that love grow inside of you, knowing that you can share it at any time, and knowing that it's always within you. Take another big, beautiful inhale and allow that love and warmth to grow one last time inside of you. And allow yourself to exhale, just a nice, slow exhale of any energy that you don't need in this moment. Now take another inhale and allow that gratitude to go even deeper within you. And allow yourself to exhale that energy you don't need. And with another nice inhale, remind yourself that right here and right now, you are safe. And just continue some really beautiful belly breaths. And just do another body scan as you breathe and notice if there's any changes in any areas that felt like they needed some extra attention today. Notice if there's any softening in any parts of your body. And allow yourself to give yourself the opportunity to use your breath at any time to bring that energy and that healing to those parts of your body. And as you breathe, remind yourself that you are love, that you are worthy of love, and that you are capable of love. And that love exists within you at all times. It's up to you to decide if you feel ready and able to share it. And as you continue breathing, now I'd like you to silently set an intention, a way that you would like to interact with the world for the rest of today. Something that maybe you want to cultivate within yourself and be able to share with others. And it has to be something that only you have control over. And so if you want to cultivate more compassion or patience or consideration for others, understanding, whatever it might be, go ahead and take a moment and select that intention for yourself and really breathe it in. You might even want to put your hands on your heart as you breathe it in. Allow yourself to just exhale. And take a few more big, slow inhales to really let that intention travel through your body, grow stronger in your body. Just a nice, slow exhale. A couple more breaths here in this moment. Whenever you're ready, you can slowly roll your shoulders maybe, or just roll your neck, or whatever position you're in, just slowly bring a little bit of awareness to each part of your body. You can open your eyes if you want. You can also keep them closed. Start bringing a little bit of awareness to the present moment and notice how your body feels right now. And if it's a good feeling or a bad feeling, remind yourself that it's just a feeling and you get to decide whether it's good or bad, because that's a value judgment that we can let go of, but if you choose to make, you can do so. So if you can remember your intention for the rest of today, and if you want to consider setting another one tomorrow, something the same or different, you can do that. And in the meantime, I'm hoping we can do this next week also. And so with my hands to my heart center, if your eyes are still closed, I thank you for taking the time today for yourself and for those around you. Namaste.
Awesome.